Well, there's many reasons. Ultimately, to please God. But do I want to have an impact on my children and my grandchildren? Yeah, that's why I ask my kids. Like when I'm asking the staff to give away $10,000, I'm asking my kids to give away $20,000 each of the money that has come in. And so what do they have to do? They have to go and do their homework. They go online. They check out this. They go, wow, I discovered this thing. Do you know anything about this orphans group or whatever? I haven't heard of them, but check it out. Let me know. Look at their doctrinal statements. See what they're doing. Let's get, if it's good, man, we'll support it. So now they've got these ministries that know that they have been in charge of the giving. Now they give generously out of their own income. But why am I doing this? Because doesn't that seem artificial to give someone else's money? Well, it can be. But when I consider that my kids are part of us and my staff is part of this ministry, I do feel that they're connected to the earning because they help do things that if I had to do, I couldn't write these books. They help these books to get out in people's hands and marketing and social media and all the things that they do. So getting back to the whole dad thing, I guess I just kind of learned as I went and it wasn't always easy. But I think one of the things, I did this on our website on Father's Day. They asked me to say something about what would you say to dads on Father's Day? And one of the things that I said was, dads, try to be for your kids what you wish you had had in a dad, and try to be the kind of father that God is towards you when you sense his presence, his provision, his affirmation. Try to be that kind of dad to your kids. In 1 Thessalonians, I think it's 1 Thessalonians 2, where Paul says that he came to them and he encouraged them, comforted them, and urged them to live godly lives. Okay, I like the order of that. Encourage your kids and grandkids, comfort them, now urge them. The urging is the, hey, you need to deal with this and you need to change your attitude. Like when I was playing ping pong with a grandson and he was just complaining about everything and this isn't working and that isn't working and he didn't like it if he didn't return one of my shots or whatever. And it was just like, and I just keep, and I just said, we're going to have this thing. It's called positive ping pong. If you say anything negative, we're going to stop. He went for 20 minutes with no negatives, and we finished on that note. I said, wasn't that fun? He said, yeah, it really was. You know, so I've proven my relationship with him, so I could call him on that negative attitude thing. If dad just descends from Mount Olympus or grandpa descends from Mount Olympus, don't bother me, I'm reading the paper or whatever, just to, no, don't do that, and then goes back to this, then